Hello, everyone. Welcome here to the 5-Minute Major podcast of STL, presented by Across the Board. Yes, that's right. We are now partnered with Across the Board Handcrafted Unique Entertainment, which is a one-of-a-kind St. Louis-based company that creates some of the best games in the country. They have games ranging from horse racing to NASCAR, baseball to hockey. Across the Board provides quality entertainment for all ages. Here's one of their penny hockey games that we were able to partner with them on. So it has our logo, which is super cool. You can play this game at home. You can display it in your man cave. There's so many different potentials that you can do with these games. But you should check them out, guys.
We couldn't be happier to have Kim McDaniel and her company on as a sponsor or partner. Her and her husband started this company from their garage 17 years ago, and it's blossomed into something so cool and amazing. You will learn lots more about them. So please stay tuned and make sure to check their links in the description below to know more about the McDaniel story and Across the Board. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of the 5-Minute Major Podcast St. Louis, presented by Across the Board. Hello, everyone. Everything is just wild right now. The trades are starting to roll in. The Blues are back.
Playoffs, baby. We're going to the playoffs.
The hopeful fans are here, and we're here to stay until the end of the year. Hold us to that. We're going to discuss some deadline deals that were made, some people that are kind of still hovering around the block, cough, cough, New York Rangers. And then we're going to talk about the Blues, and the Blues are finally rolling. Is it too late? Right now, we don't think so. And we'll kind of talk about how that's going to affect the trade situation in St. Louis. There's still opportunities, obviously. We have a lot of cap space. Let's get more. You know, maybe we are buying now. But we'll see. We'll get into the NHL trades right now. Josh, lead us off.
All right. So a trade that I don't think either of us saw coming. Seth Jones and a 2026 fourth-round pick to Florida for Spencer Knight and a 2025 first-round pick. And Chicago's retaining some of the $9.5 million, so I think his cap hit's like $7 million for Florida. So I don't know. I truly don't know how I'm feeling about this right now, and I don't know how you're feeling about it. But
I can tell you how I'm feeling about it.
Mike hates Seth Jones.
I don't like Seth Jones. I think it's still too much money. Granted, Florida's stacked, dude, so he's going to be a big help for them. What sucks is they got rid of their future goaltender, and we talked about this before we started recording. Spencer Knight guy might be legit for Chicago, and Chicago's low-key starting to build that young core that's going to be good in the next 3 or 4 years, and it's scary. So I don't like this at all. I don't like it at all. You got somebody who can stop more pucks than Mrazek and Net in Chicago now. And they got a first-round pick. It's wild. So they have like 9 or 10 picks in the next 2 years, and they're all going to be really good picks.
And they're going to get more because they're going to facilitate eating money.
Yeah. And they've been They did it with Rantanen.
Yeah.
Hated him for that. Now they're doing it with their own players. Just wait. You never know, man. Maybe they'll just start dealing away all these old guys they thought was a good idea to bring around Bedard and just playing the young guns for a couple years, and then they might gel sooner rather than later. For Florida, I mean, I think it's a bad trade for the future, but for right now, like, they're gonna go on another run, man. Like, it's inevitable. They're so good. They're the best team in Florida, and Tampa is also really good and close to them just in general. So Florida's buzzing with hockey. Sucks. And now Chicago's kind of reaping the benefits of tanking finally. Not in the win column, but just stacking up some young guns. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, Chicago's sitting at $21 million in cap space now.
So they can still like hold some money for some playoff teams, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. They might go out, you know, hey, Anaheim, we want Trevor Zegras type deal. You know what I mean? Something like that. Hey, Seattle, you know, Montour looks pretty interesting. So we'll see what Chicago thinks. It's not looking good just as haters, you know.
Yeah, I just am mad because I'm like, why is Chicago able to do this? And it just ticks me off.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess.
They bought into the tank, you know.
Also, my other thing is like Mrazek is a backup, is a solid backup. I know. He has not been great as a starter on that terrible team, but like he's not a bad goalie. No. He's just not a starter. But he is a amazing 1B.
I agree.
All right. Gustav Nyquist to Minnesota for a 2026 second round pick. Let the Nashville teardown begin.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should be selling.
It's awful there.
They should be selling the whole team besides Forsberg and Saros and Yossi, I guess. But he's getting old too. Like, why not? You know.
I want Forsberg. You shut me down last night about this, but I wouldn't mind Forsberg.
I'm not willing to give away anything to Forsberg Nashville. Forsberg
and Luke Shen, come on to St. Louis.
I'll do it for nothing. I don't want to give. Pucks. I don't want to give them any of our players willingly in a trade. This one for Minnesota is good, I guess. Like they've been hurt all year, man. They're kind of just barely hanging on to the. They're barely hanging on to the three spot.
Well, it helps they like came out of the gate so well right now, and it shows. Starting off good early in the season, you can struggle towards the back end and still be in a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Also, it shows you how bad our conference is this year.
Yeah. I think the East is bad too, man.
Like, just goalie statistics are down this year. It's just all around, man.
Yeah. So you get a vet forward for Minnesota. You just throw away a second rounder that means nothing to you. You're trying to make your run finally. Hopefully, everyone comes back healthy up there and hopefully for them, not for us. Hopefully everyone comes back and, you know, the Wild can compete 100%. You know, you're missing so many players right now.
Yeah.
And it's just a revolving door of injuries. And you're lucky to be in the three spot with Colorado in the Wild card. So we'll see. I think it'll be a good fit. I don't think Minnesota's had like many bad deals, you know, besides like the Suter-Parise contracts, but that was what it was, you know.
Yeah.
So could be good for them and for Nashville. Just start doing everybody. See ya.
I don't blame you. All right, you take the next one. What are you thinking about this one? I'm in between.
This was so weird to me. You give Lindgren and VC and Hank Kempf, I guess, as a prospect. From the Rangers to the Colorado Avalanche for Calvin DeHaan, UC Parsonen, and a 2025 second and fourth round pick.
It's a hockey trade.
Yeah. Colorado, you know what? Any defensive help is good.
They got the better end of this deal, in my opinion. Calvin DeHaan.
For sure. You got a couple proven NHLers. So you beef up the defense a little bit better than DeHaan. You know, you bring in VCs. Who's all right?
You're fixing your bottom six that is awful.
Yeah, so anybody on the bottom six than what they have now is better. Giving up that many picks is interesting. I guess it's fine for them. Like, who cares? They're just trying to beef it up before the playoffs as cheaply as they can. They already made their big trade with Natchez and Rantanen, so... Yeah. I don't really see them doing anything else too crazy unless it's for a goalie.
I still think they already
traded for the two goalies they have now.
Hear me out. I wonder if they're calling the Blues about any of their bottom six guys that are inexpensive.
Like a Roddick Fox, Texier,
a Matthew Joseph. Who else out of that group would you be? I mean, you can amaze me with the Torp deal. I'm probably going to say no to you, but... offer me a third round pick. I'm willing to make that move.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Foxa would be the one they really want for sure.
Or Sonny. Sonny's very cheap and can be their fourth line center they need.
Yeah. So we'll see what Army's thinking. We'll get into what we think Army's thinking soon.
Yeah.
All right, next one, bud.
All right, Riley Smith scratched for purposes of a trade for the New York Rangers. I would love it to be the Blues in on this guy, but we won't.
No.
I think it'd be nice. I think he'd add some stability to that bottom six.
Yeah, he's a much better scorer than a lot of our bottom six, for sure.
Yeah.
Having him on a line with Bolduc and Stunny instead of Joseph would be huge. But I will say Joseph's been playing like pretty well.
Pretty well.
He's been buzzing out there.
Still a lot of money for what he is, though.
In my opinion. 100% true. So Riley Smith's a proven 20 goal scorer. He's a cup winner. Just a wily veteran that a playoff team would love to have. He's a $5 million cap hit on his final year. So you're just kind of trading him to a playoff team to give him that last hurrah, maybe, or he signs a couple, you know, 1 year deals for the rest of his career cheaply.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 29 points in 58 games right now. He's only a minus one. The Rangers, man, they really blew it this year. 100% blew it. Their team was great, and now the chemistry is just completely gone. The front office, we talked about it, stupid.
Yeah.
They're just as bad as Boston. Like, it's insane.
I wonder what they will be doing in the offseason. I truly think it's going to be a teardown.
Probably. You need to get rid of, like, Kreider. All the oldies. And consider what you need to do with Jonathan Quick. I mean, heck, trade him, dude. You might be able to get something solid for Quick, honestly. Great backup for a playoff team.
Colorado.
Yeah. You can steal a Blackwood or a Wedgwood from them just to back up Shesty. Younger, you know.
Yeah.
The problem with Shesterkin is he's hurt all the time now.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, and it sucks.
Got paid, and now he's hurt.
I guess that's why they like Jonathan Quick there, because he's so solid still.
Yeah. But, looking at this Rangers roster, man, I don't know what you're doing. You have a lot of old guys and a lot of, like, middle-aged guys, and you're not competing that well.
Yeah, you got rid of Kaapo Kakko, who was a young player coming into his own. He's playing really well in Seattle for how bad they are.
Yeah.
That was a screw-up. That was a huge screw-up, in my opinion. And then the JT Miller trade was all right. You still did get rid of like a couple decent bottom grindy kind of players. But it is what it is. I feel like a lot of original six teams are just down in the dumps right now. It really sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so much around this whole trade and offseason. It's going to be a wildfire. I think there's going to be more deals than we've seen in a long time, but I don't know what it's going to be for, and I don't know what the prices are going to be.
Yeah, it's all really up in the air. And there's going to be some where we were like, what? Like, yeah. Who? Why? Did they do that?
A Blues player that we are doing that to. Sadly, I think it's going to happen still, but we'll get to that. All right, Mikko Rantanen. What a epic fail. This is
right now. It's been a fail.
Awful. And I was like, holy cow, Carolina, this is actually a good move. This is looking terrible. The extension talks are going nowhere. He's not playing good. He doesn't seem to want to be there. Are they going to flip him?
I don't know. I think he wants too much money. Carolina isn't a team to go toss out $14 million.
No.
Like, no way.
Unless he was scoring goals on goals on goals.
Right, unless he was taking over games, you know, being a superstar. Just goes to show you how good Nathan MacKinnon is.
Yeah.
I'd argue he's 1A or 1B in the league, in the world, behind or with McDavid. Yeah. Rantanen, such a big guy, great power forward, scores goals. I just don't know what the deal is. Sometimes it takes a while to fit in, but I think the pressure of a contract trying to get signed, Carolina really not budging on a number, I think he's going to have to get traded. And you're looking really stupid right now, getting rid of Martin Natchez, who was literally having a career year, and now he gets to play with the best player in the world right now and just keep racking it up. We'll see. I have no idea, though, where or how much for Ranta.
It almost is like, do you just cut your losses and trade them for whatever you can get them for? That's where I think we're at right now.
Try I can to see it.
A little bit. And, you know, I wonder if it's like a Rantanen to the Islanders for like a Noah Dobson to add to their already powerhouse D.
Yeah.
And you just add those pieces or Rantanen to Chicago.
It makes sense.
For like Chicago. A Ryan Donato, a Pat Maroon, a Colin, like you're sending Rantanen, maybe some other lower end players on your roster for something.
I think if Chicago's the deal, that you could get more than anybody else that would give you anything. You know, Rantanen could get signed.
Rantanen could get signed to a astronomical deal.
$15 million for 8 years or something crazy.
And you have the guy to play with Connor Bedard.
So that means Donato, it would be like four players, you know. It would be a bunch of bottom six grindy playoff players. But they have them. They really do. They have Foligno. They have Maroon. They have Donato.
You trade, you get back Teuvo Teravainen back.
Yeah.
You get Teravainen and Ryan Donato.
I think that's not enough.
And, well, the other thing is, Chicago's got first. How many they got this year? Chicago has two firsts this year, two firsts in 2026.
One of them's going to be the second pick in the draft, too.
Yeah. Two second-round picks this year, three second-round picks next year, two fourth-round picks this year, second-round picks in 2027. Like,
I think that's the one. They just trade, like, four or five picks. And like, Teravainen, and that's it. And I think they would do that deal. But we'll see. The other
team is L.A., L.A. take a Rantanen, work on an extension. Quentin Byfield's name's been out there. Clark has been out there. Clark and Byfield
for Rantanen would be nuts. Carolina, I think that would be the best you could get.
Signed.
They'd say, thank you for Byfield and Clark. They're going to be amazing for us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's what I wonder. But we'll see. Wrapping up with around the news of the NHL, Matthew Tkachuk to the LTIR. Good Lord, this is the one flaw of the Four Nations.
I can't be mad.
No.
I'm sure Florida fans are upset, but I mean, you got to give it all for your country, man. Like,
yeah. Also, they're just pulling a Vegas right now because I have no doubt he'll be back for the playoffs.
And
you just got like $9.5-8.5 million back.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Seth Jones contract means nothing right now, and they have the ability to go get somebody else.
Rantanen.
Bring in Riley Smith again. That's an easy, cheap one. $5 million, bottom six scorer. Tarasenko. Bring him back again.
Tarasenko is done.
No, I think
it's so
bringing him back to Florida would reunite him again. And just,
oh my gosh, he is garbage.
Imagine
now.
Him on the third or fourth line of Florida. He's gonna light it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
we can do the hypothetical trade talks all day long, but we haven't even got to the Blues ones. So just
leave. Yeah. All right. Hello, hockey fans. If you're looking for a fun way to spend the night with your friends and family, look no further than Across the Board's new NHL-licensed penny hockey game. It's easy to set up, learn, and play. Simply open the box, place your penny hockey game with your favorite team's logo wherever you please, and play. Across the Board even provides a penny for you with your purchase. Josh and I have been having a blast mastering this game together and can't wait to try out all of their other games too. Be sure to check them out at www.shop.atbgame.com or visit their locations in Crestwood and West County Mall in De Pere. For any inquiries, email them at customerservice@atbgame.com. Across the board, handcrafted, unique, and fun as HE double hockey sticks.
Blues Avalanche.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
After fun. A brutal overtime loss to Kyle Connor. We're going to leave it at that. Avalanche came to town. We were a little skeptical of the team. We're like, all right, we played all right. We really need this win. Like, this is it.
Yep.
We ended up winning 3-1 in regulation. The first period, Taves scored from Makar and Lehkonen, and we were like, here we go again.
You and I looked at each other, and we were like, oh, man. It was fun while it lasted.
We got out of that period down only one, which is huge. And then the second period came, and we opened the floodgates. It was Shen from Kyrou and Falk, Pareko from Bush and Thomas, Holloway from Falk and Kyrou again. So really getting some production from the defense. Got a lot of production from our second line, a little bit from the first two. We're starting to buzz a little bit, running four lines. Defense is getting involved in plays. Goaltenders are making saves. Big part of why we're on this streak we're on right now.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you did not notice Nathan MacKinnon in that game.
No. Whatsoever. And we were at the game, so we're being honest, Blues fans.
Yeah. Martin, you noticed Natchez.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he was working the puck in the corners really well, but Nathan was not that guy for them that game.
No. Yeah, he was not that guy. We shut him down for sure. It was wild to see. Binnington still riding that Four Nations high, too. So good win for him.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next.
Oh, what a game. Woo!
I wish I was at the game.
Yeah, me too. Blues versus Kraken. Swain and I were going to buy tickets, and we're like, no, we're not. We're going to stay home. Biggest mistake in the world. Your Blues put up 7 versus the Kraken in a much-needed win, and the Kraken only got 2 goals. So, started off in the first period, Kyrou from Fowler and Pareko. Sonny, for some reason, remembered how to play hockey here for a little bit, and from Buch and Thomas. Thomas then puts up a nice goal from Neighbors and Broberg. Bolduc from Sonny and Falk. Fowler from Holloway and Shen, Neighbors from Fowler and Pareko, Bolduc from Joseph and Sonny, and then it was a full Blues affair. Dunn and Short scored for the Kraken. So actually, the Blues scored all the goals today.
That is genuinely probably the best Blues game you could ever go to.
Oh, it was great.
That was so good. Top to bottom, everybody scored. Power play. Bolduc got 2. Fowler had 3 points. Sonny had his first career 3-point night, which is baffling. Wild to me. And then Binnington again just stood on his head. And he didn't even get tested because everyone played so well. And once you get 2, you're like, here we go again. Can the Blues finally win 3 in a row? We're the only team to not do it this year, which is insane.
It's really humbling when like Chicago's won 3, San Jose's won 3,
and Nashville, like, everybody. No. It doesn't make any sense that we're even remotely close to a playoff spot with that stat.
No.
Well, then we go to DC, and this game was truly the game of all games that we had to win.
Which people were pissed going into this game because the announcement that morning was Hofer was starting.
Yeah.
And everyone's what are we doing here? Guys, Hofer's a good goal. You got to keep him going.
Oh, yeah. And with the team playing the way they were in the last 2 games, it makes sense. You got to give Benny a rest. Yeah. He just played lights out, Four Nations, came back, won 2 games against 2 solid teams, and now you get Hofer in on the road.
He doesn't play well tired either. He is not a goalie that can play heavy games in the offseason or in the regular season.
Yeah, not right now, you know. No. I don't know how Hellebuck does it.
No, it's baffling. But
this time of year, you got to play 2 goalies. And just in general, modern day hockey, you can't have a goalie that plays 70 games. Like,
no.
All right, well, the Blues went into D.C., face Ovechkin and the Capitals. They won 5-2. Unreal game, dude. Yeah. First period, great period. This was just like high-flying hockey. Broberg. An assist from Joseph. Dubois came back. That's our boy right there.
Yeah,
assisted by Radish and McMichael. McMichael had a good game. And then Broberg had the old Bobby Orr goal, which I'm kind of upset that we coined it as the what do we say? The Broberg Orr goal. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Broberg or something. Yeah, like
it
that.
It was cringeworthy.
Yeah. So we came out on the first up 2-1, and then we got scored on in the second. It's 2-2 again. We're like, God, we can't pull away from these guys. They're so good. Well, we ended up pulling away. Holloway from Suter and Shen, and then Pareko from Bush and Thomas. And then in the third period, Neighbors from Shen and Fox at a sealed deal. Again, defense is just all up in the play. They're assisting on all our goals, or they're scoring them. Pareko's just unreal right now. I'm pretty sure Bush Navis, after the Kings game we're going to be talking about, told us that he needs to be in the Norris conversation.
He should. There's no reason for him not to be.
I mean, he's having a career year. I won't say he won't get votes. He should. Hofer, great game. Haters should have stayed quiet there. Thomas sneakily continuing his point streak to 8 games. Just a little sneaky assist here and there. And Broberg is possibly the most dynamic skater I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's like primetime Erik Karlsson skating ability.
It's
just fluid.
So fluid.
Glides. And you just
doesn't even look. Wow. Yeah. It doesn't even look like he's going to make a mistake when he has it. I was sitting there at this LA game that we're about to talk about, and I was like, this is masterclass artwork. It's so fascinating. All right.
Hopping to the LA Kings.
Yes.
Win number 4 in a row. Blues score 4 goals. Kings score 1, which it was another one of those games where I was like, Kevin Fiala from Doughty and Kopitar, and I'm like, gosh darn it. And I was like, here we go. Because I think as Blues fans this season, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're like, they're going to play with our emotions. It's going to be a roller coaster. But they figured it out. Pareko putting up his 15th goal of the season from Kyrou and Holloway. Followed by Bucci, who looks like a new player from Thomas and Neighbors. Jumping to the second period, Bolduc, who is on a madman tear, puts up a beautiful goal on a breakaway. And then Holloway, who just continues to remind Edmonton fans how dumb your management is, gets a goal from Shannon Suter. And Mr. 1000 here is just on a roll as well. And I don't think people are talking about Schenner enough. He is doing everything right. It may not be point-wise, but you know when he's on the ice, he is leading this team. And it's one of the reasons I don't really want him to go, because he is leading by example and hitting everything that moves. The defense was outstanding in this game. Colton Pareko, to me, looks like a Norris vote candidate. And then Bolduc is just... holy cow. Followed by Thomas on a 10-game point streak. Pretty sure we haven't had this long of a point streak in a Blues forward since like 0-2-0-3. So.
Sorry, before you go, I typoed that it's 9.
Is it nine?
I think it's 9. I looked it up, and I'm pretty sure it's 9 games going into tonight against Dallas.
Hey.
But either way.
Either way, he's got 49 points in 49 games, putting up 16 goals and 33 assists and a plus 10.
I mean, this guy is elite, dude.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Almost 60% in the dot, too. He's 56.7% on faceoffs.
Yeah, if you don't think this guy's a superstar, we're getting this. It's a steal of a contract.
Yeah, steal of a contract. Also, like, I'm sorry. He is the only untouchable player, in my opinion, and I think we can make a debate today that Kyrou should also be in that class, because Kyrou looks like a freaking madman, and he deserves a massive shout out for this game. And you were there, so you saw it. But he wasn't taking crap from anyone. Mm-mm. He was grinding. He was doing everything right. And the growth we have seen reminds me of the growth, which we didn't have to get rid of him for him to grow like we did with Perron. But something's clicking like it did for Perron. It's clicking for Kyrou, and I love it.
Yeah. And Jordan Kyrou's like a way better player than David Perron. I love David Perron.
Yeah.
You know that. Favorite player of all time. But Jordan Kyrou is dynamic. He's skilled. He can skate. He's starting to hit. He had like the most hits on the team against LA.
Yeah.
6 of them. And he almost got in a scrap. I think I didn't stop clapping for 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
I have my no hands doubt. Were sore. It was a lot of fun to watch. And he's also just stuff in the stat sheet too. Not even scoring, just involved. And that Parayko goal was all of, it was him. Kyrou made the play. He forechecked. He missed an opportunity. He didn't give up. He got the puck right back and made the play again. Parayko finished. It was a whirlwind. Another great game for the Blues. We're on a 4-game win streak. We're officially only 1 point out of the second wild card because everyone else lost yesterday. It was one of those turnaround games.
Yeah. We
all in regulation. You're right.
We are in a primetime spot going into Dallas. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost for words because I was ready to tear it down and try to get a top five pick.
Oh, yeah. Last week, if you listen to our episode, we're like, who are we trading?
Now
it's like, I don't want to trade anybody right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I just think maybe a guy that, like, Tex. Tex can go, you know. Yeah, I think we should get rid of anybody that's playing in this starting lineup right now. I think you ride it out to the offseason.
Guys you can move still. I think Aletti can still be moved because I think Tucker brings you everything that Aletti does, in my opinion.
Yeah. Not as efficient skating,
but I think he
lays better hits.
I mean, he's got more goals than Letty.
True. So. Well, Letty was also out for a lot, but I'm just giving the argument, you know.
Yeah.
But I agree. There's a few players that, you know, you can still send out maybe, but you got to get something decent in return.
It's one of those we're going to know tonight. If we lose to Dallas, I think Doug looks at this team and goes, still listening to offers on everyone.
Yeah.
If it's a deal worth doing, I'm going to send it out. We're not looking for picks. But I just don't know. I also am maybe calling Pittsburgh and seeing what it would cost to get our second round pick back next year again as well.
Yeah, and I'm not even kidding you. That could be like Sundquist or like a Fox, you know. But they're trying to. But I don't. We said this before. Doofus Dubas. I don't think he even knows what age is. I think he just gets players that he likes, and then he screwed up getting Erik Karlsson.
I don't understand that.
Maybe he's dumb enough to take in another old player and give us a pick back, you know. And then you mentioned offer sheets. And if we have another second round pick,
which
Noah Dobson, you know what I mean?
Which I think BK and Ferrari were talking about this, and someone had texted in that, like, we still have our first and I think third or fourth round pick, which would be the compensation we'd have to give it for next year. And I have the list of UFAs here. So
okay, yeah. Let's run them through.
Or RFAs. So your RFAs going into next season, we'll just go all positions. All right, Noah Dobson.
Yes.
Dynamic defenseman that I think we would be willing to go in. He's making $4 million this year. I think he's going to be in the $6.5 million range maybe.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot. I think Broberg should be getting paid.
If you can get him for $5.5 million, I think it might be worth it.
Okay.
All right. Jake Oettinger, we're not offer sheeting as much as I would like to screw with Dallas. We're not going to.
No, that guy.
Evan Bouchard wants $10 million. Yeah, okay. Nope, don't want that. Keandre Miller, we go back and forth. We really like him. He's a left-handed shot, though, so I don't really know.
He's just big, and he had a great year last year. This year's been awful.
Terrible.
Genuinely bad.
Yeah.
In a contract year. So we'll see what New York does about him.
Bo Byram, which we have talked about. I would not mind this. He's going to be 24.
Young. He is a left.
Left. He is a puck-moving guy, though. So. Yeah.
He's pretty much like – he's a better Letty, you know?
Yeah.
Just a younger, better Letty. He can score, which I wouldn't mind.
Let's see. I'll kind of pick and choose some other guys here that may be worth it. Mason McTavish.
Interesting player, dude.
Yeah.
He's an interesting player.
I think Anaheim will match whatever you give him.
I think so, too, because I think...
He's 22.
He's the guy you keep, and you got to trade Zegras.
You trade Zegras, and I think you trade Troy Terry. Also, if Troy Terry is available...
That stinks.
I am the Blues going straight for Troy Terry. Denver connection.
Yeah.
Stability, superstar guy, can play center, can play wing.
I was going to say, he's center winger. That'd be great.
I wouldn't mind really a first line of Booch, Thomas, Troy Terry.
That'd be all right.
And we're doing the herd mentality. We're not going getting a superstar, but you're getting some really above average players. I think.
Yeah.
But he's going
to for a deal.
Him. Yeah. Capo Caco, he's going to be an RFA.
I like him too.
Yeah,
I do. He's so young and he's a dynamic player. I just think he might be a little much. I think Seattle would be stupid not to match.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. I think Dallas was the other team I was looking at that may have had some players here. Dallas. All right. Wyatt Johnston. That's the guy right there. I would offer sheet.
If you can, why not force Dallas's hand?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's one of those things where Dallas is going to have some money issues coming forward. I think it'd be a great addition. He's a young center. And I think everyone says we have so many places we need to fill. Like, you can never have too many centers, in my opinion, if you're an organization, because we've seen the struggle of when we had to play freaking Buchnevich as a center this year.
Yeah.
Wyatt Johnson's played 59 games. 18 goals, 34 assists, 52 points. He's a plus 7. Let's see what he's doing here on the ice time. 19 minutes on ice and 48.9% from the faceoff dot.
I mean, that's a solid second line center. Move if you can keep Shen at that point, you move him down and then you let Foxa walk.
Yeah.
Or Sonny, either one.
And I honestly think Walker could be your fourth line center and it would be fine.
I mean, I agree. And I've mentioned that before.
A Dylan Pettersson from Springfield, who's like 6'5".
Bring him up.
Play that role.
Or you bring up Nikita Alexandrov.
Yeah.
And keep Walker on the wing and you just let Alexandrov score all the goals down there. Like, that's a great fourth line. And
yeah, I'd rather have Nikita centering up on that spot, that bumper spot, or I guess he's more the center on the power play than Sonny.
Yeah. And we just did our Sonny report card. Before we keep talking about this, he's been really solid since the break.
You're welcome. We had to bring him down a couple notches to get him going, guys.
He needed a bump, right? very, very proud of him. Yep. Very proud of him. He's been disciplined. He's been winning faceoffs. He's been grinding it out, scoring some goals. So good for him. Let's just say that Texier and like Letty are probably the two odd men out.
Yeah.
If we're really looking to trade somebody on our end. Now, Doug Armstrong, as you mentioned, is probably like, I'm open. Just call me. And if you lay it down and it's a deal for me and not you, then I'll take it. But if it's not, then I'm riding my team out. And then I deal with it in the off season, which I'm okay with, at least right now. And we said this the first episode of this podcast. I'm pretty sure we did our predictions and we said the Blues were a playoff team. Now we said wildcard playoff team.
Yep.
We're looking to be right now.
We're a bubble.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch a team figure it out this point of the year, because I've always said this is hot team going in is the team to beat, man. So if you can stay hot and get in there, we might be a problem.
I love it, but I think the team needs another center. I don't think Sonny
is
the guy.
No, I think you need a little more speed in the playoffs.
Ryan Donato, baby.
Ryan Donato's an interesting one. I don't even mind bringing up Alexandrov.
Yeah.
And just playing him there. But you'd have to do it now, and you'd have to break up that chemistry, and that might skew some things in the bottom six. So maybe you bring him up as a black ace.
Yeah.
If you make it, and if Sonny's really behind, you throw him in and see what happens.
Yeah.
So
the deal I will end us kind of with on the trade speculation, I sent this to you last night.
Okay.
It may not be enough to get it done, but I kind of think it's a solid built deal.
Okay.
Texier, Letty, and our 2025 first. Going to Seattle for Jared McCann and Jamie Alexia.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's run through the stats with our viewers here. So Jared McCann.
He's making $5 million.
He's a $5 million player. He's only 28 years old. He has 15 goals, 29 assists for 44 points, a plus 6 in 61 games played, so he doesn't get hurt, and he plays 17 minutes a night. Nice. Love that. He's also a center.
Yep, there's your...
And he also wins 45-ish percent of his faceoffs.
Third line. Third line or second line center there for you.
It's your third line scoring center. I will say he got 70 points 2 years ago, which is insane.
Yeah.
And then he had 62, and now he's kind of fallen a little bit. But he'll probably hover around that 50 to 60 point mark.
Which is, Seattle's awful, so I don't blame him.
Yeah, you'd think he's scoring more then, you know what I mean? But they don't have many dynamic players to help him out, you know? Maybe Matty Beniers, but he's having an off year again. Yikes there.
But they paid him.
Yeah. So I like Jared McCann, and then let's go to Oleksiak. And Blues fans, both these players are playing better than the two players we'd be trading away.
Yeah.
100%.
You will love the size of Jamie.
Yeah, so Jamie, he is 6'7", 250 pounds. He is a tank on ice. He's basically, his nickname is the Big Rig. Yeah. There's arguments about the Pat Maroon Big Rig nickname thing. This is the Big Rig, dude.
He is a mammoth.
If you remember, he played in Dallas for a long time, and he was just a brute back there. He never really played like first pair minutes, maybe for 1 year in Dallas, and then of course in Seattle. But right now he's hovering around the 19 minute mark. Got 13 points in 61 games. He is a minus 8, but he doesn't take penalty minutes.
No,
for how big he is, so only 16 of them this year. 52 hits, so he is kind of low on that this year too. But he has blocked 122 shots already. So he's just a big body, gets in the way.
Put him on the penalty kill?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You can spread the ice time out even more.
Yeah, so he's a big boy, and he's an interesting defenseman, and you can use a guy like that.
Yeah, I have his salary cap here.
It might be kind of high.
4.6 million.
So add that on top of the 5 from McCann, you're at 9.6. You get rid of Letty. How much is Letty's?
4.
So that's 5.6. How much is...
Currently you have 5.38 million in cap space.
Okay, so basically you're already good with this. Yeah. And then you also add the Texier into it, which is another 3.
Letty's making 4, and then Texier is making 2.1. Okay. Also willing to make a deal where that includes Matthew Joseph instead of Texier if they feel better about a winger that's speed and can play defense.
Yeah. So either way, I like it a lot. Jared McCann, dude, I so underrated.
It may cost you more than what we're offering. It may cost you a Letty, Texier, and a first for Jared McCann in that case.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone else on that roster you'd be interested in.
I mean, I like Matty Beniers, but he's not playing well right now. I don't know what the heck happened to him.
He's 22. He's got 14 goals, 19 assists. Yeah, I don't know if they're ready to throw the talent on him.
I don't know
if he's the superstar, and the price for him is going to be a Bolduc, a first, a something that you're not going to want to give up.
Right, Calder Trophy winner, man, and then he's just kind of dropped off. I think it's Seattle. I just think it's the city.
Yeah.
And the team, I don't think they care enough.
Yeah.
Personally.
If you're wanting
he's also only 22. So he's kind of going through what Bolduc's going through.
Yeah.
But Bolduc's picking it up, and Beniers, I haven't heard anything about him, so we'll see.
The other thing would be, is if you're trying to make a locker room shaking trade, you can work with Seattle because they have the cap space, I do believe. And you said a Buchnevich there, which I don't want to move him. He's playing better. But also we've shown he is streaky as all get out.
Yeah, that's an interesting play because I would want to get Montour out of that.
Yeah.
I would want to get Brandon Montour. And if that is Bouch in a first, then sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you're just, there goes a first line winger for us personally. And that stinks.
Yeah.
And then Texier kind of has to get slotted in somewhere, and it gets a little messy.
Yeah, it'd be not ideal. I think the other rumors that are speculating around are Shen and Vegas being interested. I don't know who from Vegas you really want.
Besides Barbashev and Dorofeev, besides those two, I think nobody. Unless you're willing to give us Petrangelo back at half salary.
Or Zach Whitecloud.
That's who my father mentioned, actually.
Yeah, Zach Whitecloud
is a great young defenseman.
Yeah.
Good player there. Right-handed, too.
Yeah, that's everything right now. Like, they have a lot of left-handed defensemen, so a lot of guys playing on their offside, which I'm surprised by. But
Yeah, interesting. I don't know. Vegas is an interesting team. I feel like they're not playing the game they usually play, but still got time. I think Florida is going to be the team that does something again.
Yep.
They're going to do something wild again. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Anyways, that was fun. We'll see what happens. We have Dallas in about 2 hours here. It's 3:00 on Sunday. So good luck to the Blues going for 5 straight. Blues fans, it's a good time right now. Just keep riding the wave of hope, man. Why not? Yep. Why not us? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those that, you know, I was not expecting to be here. I think they've kind of shown Doug that they're not a bad team, but they're not a great team either.
Yeah.
So I think we're either standing pat or a small sale or a small pickup. It's not going to be something splashy.
Yeah.
Or flashy.
Agreed. All right, everyone. Enjoy your week, and we will talk to you soon. Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues.
Hello, listeners. Josh here to tell you about the story of Across the Board and how it began. Husband and wife duo Ryan and Kim McDaniel dreamt of beginning their own business together while enjoying drinks on their patio. Thanks to an after-dinner party with family, their dreams began to take shape, and Across the Board, handcrafted wooden board games began. With Ryan's construction background and Kim's marketing and business experience, they began to design board games for family and friends. Several years later, they started a garage hobby, which grew into a warehouse operation, which is still steadily growing today. Sadly, Ryan went through a battle with colon cancer and peacefully passed in 2015. Kim uses his strength, hope, and true love to inspire and drive the force behind Across the Board. It is truly a pleasure to be sponsored by a great business and an even better family. If you'd like to learn more about Across the Board, please check out our bio with their links. If you're going to search them, go to www.shopatbgame.com or visit their locations in Crestwood and West County Mall in De Pere. For any other questions, don't hesitate to give them a call at any of their offices. It's a family business that we love and we love to support. And like always, the 5-Minute Major Podcast is here to support STL local businesses, just like they're helping us.